The Wrangell Island project would allow for logging on about 7,500 acres on or near existing roads where there's been a lot of past cutting. It would also include building up to 21 miles of new road to access the new logging units. Wrangell District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says the idea is to allow for many timber sale opportunities over time. He says there could be a mix of sales prepared for both smaller and larger timber businesses.
Especially if we receive comments that that's how folks would like to see this implemented, yes. We do need these offerings to be economical so that we would have to package them together. For example, small helicopter units quite often are not economical. They have to be tossed in, included with some other more economical wood to make them viable for someone to purchase.
Dalrymple is not yet ready to say specifically what size sales might be offered from this project. He wants to hear from the public on that first.
I think the public, I know industry will be talking to us, the state will, and other interest groups, and I think their comments will help us define that.
Dalrymple says the timber sales would be combined with forest restoration and enhancement projects on the island, things like tree thinning, road maintenance, culvert replacement, and recreation site improvements.
So it's kind of the new way of looking at timber sales, where you do it holistically in conjunction with other resource management.
So far, the agency has drafted a pool of potential timber harvest units throughout the island.
There was a couple parameters to do that on this island. One was which was to stay out of the roadless areas, which are a national concern right now. So these are within the roaded base. And we took the available timber stands under the forest plan and identified those potential harvest. And what we have is basically a logging system that proposes either ground base, cable base, or helicopter.
Staying away from the undeveloped areas that are designated as inventoried roadless could help the project avoid some of the national controversy over that issue. The Bush administration exempted the Tongass from Clinton-era roadless protections in the nation's forests. However, President Barack Obama's Agriculture Department is reconsidering the exemption. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is requiring that any project involving roadless get his approval before moving forward. Dalrymple discussed the Wrangell Island project at an open house in Petersburg this week. Several Alaska Department of Fish and Game employees turned out to take a preliminary look at the maps, as the state's wildlife biologist for the area, Rich Lowell, will be looking at the scale of the project and potential impacts to a variety of species.
Well, I think one of the things that jumps out is just the amount of volume they're talking about pulling out in this sale. 91 million board feet off 7,000 acres is a sizable entry. And so that's one of the things that, from my perspective, I'm a little concerned about, just the sheer scope and scale of this thing.
Scale is also a concern for the timber industry, of course. Industry representatives who would like to see larger timber companies invest in a new mill or expand their operations say the proposed volume isn't enough for that. According to Alaska Forest Association board member George Woodbury of Wrangell, the Forest Service has scaled back the project too much.
The original intent was a 10-year sale of 150 to 200 million board feet. And if you did have a 10-year sale where a person could bid on that sale and not have a bunch of small projects whittling away at the area, you have a better chance of attracting an investment. And at 15 million a year over a 10-year period, or up to maybe 20 million a year, that's an attractive enough package to get somebody's interest in doing something.
But some in Wrangell see the project as an opportunity to support smaller timber operations. Jeremy Maxen works under contract for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council in Wrangell. Maxen is also Wrangell's mayor, but he emphasizes that his comments on this issue are limited to his role with SEAC. Maxen says his work with the organization is solely focused on helping to bring more forest jobs to Wrangell in restoration, recreation, and small mill operations. He sees the Forest Service's Wrangell project as a chance to do that and ideally get the maximum long-term benefit for the community and small timber mills in Southeast.
And particularly the operations that are adding value to the timber. So operators that aren't just cutting down the trees and hauling those whole logs out, but operators in Wrangell and other communities who are taking those logs and turning them into a product that they can sell. And that's really where you get a lot of money coming into the community for the long haul. And I think that's something Wrangell needs to really be looking closely at to make sure that, you know, we get those direct benefits from this project.
Maxen thinks it's possible to create new timber jobs while still protecting forest resources that are key to other stakeholders.
The community members I've talked to are supportive of creating jobs on the forest for smaller value-added operators, but they also want to make sure that we don't sell ourselves short by logging in areas that damage view sheds for tourist guides, jet boat operators, things like that. There's a balance that I think we can strike. And that is going to come out of conversations that our community has with the Forest Service.
Maxen points out it's still early in the planning process. The Forest Service is in its initial scoping phase for public comments. The agency expects to have a draft environmental impact statement prepared by sometime next fall. The Forest Service will hold an open house on the project in Wrangell on Thursday at the Nolan Center from 4 to 7 p.m. District Ranger Bob Dalrymple encourages the public in Wrangell to turn out, take a look at the maps, and give comments. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.